I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it. Gonna get up before the sun rise above us.
You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It is spring and it's time to think fishing, but not necessarily the fishing that you normally think of. We're going to tell you about catching northern pike minnow and not only catching these fish, but making some money in the process. With us here to tell you more about it is Eric Winther. He's the project leader for the Columbia River Predator Control Program, and he works with the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. Eric, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks, John. Glad to be here.
Eric, let's talk about the northern pike minnow and about this fishery. How does the program work? And I guess we'll start off with, where is this sport reward fishery program where anglers can make money? What are the boundaries? Where is it taking place at?
So the pike minnow reward program takes place on the Columbia River from the mouth all the way up to Priest Rapids Dam, which is just above the Tri-Cities. It's also in effect on the Snake River from the mouth all the way up to Hell's Canyon Dam. So those are the basic program boundaries. You can also fish the mouths of any of the tributaries within that area, 400 feet up from the mouth and up to the boat restricted zones at those two dams that are the endpoints for the program.
All right. So now that we have the boundaries, and it's always important, folks, when you're playing a game for the first time to know the boundaries, let's go ahead and talk about the rules. How does the Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program work?
Well, the season starts on May 1st, and so the basic idea is that folks go to one of our 19 check-in points. They sign up before they go fishing. Then they go catch pike minnow and typically would bring their fish back the following day. And each pike minnow that's 9 inches or bigger is worth a reward. It's kind of a sliding scale on the reward. It's a $5 piece for the first 25. Then it jumps up to $6 a piece for number 26, up to 200. And then everything over 200 is at $8 a fish.
Wow. So here's a question for you. Let's say I'm going to go out and say I'm going to dedicate 5 days of pike minnow fishing. So every time, I'm going to have to register at a check station every time. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But what most people do is, if they're fishing, especially if they're fishing consecutive days, is they sign up, they go fish, and then when they turn in their fish the following day, they can sign up again. So it's just one trip.
Gotcha. Here's the next question. When I turn in my fish the first day, and we'll say I've got 26 fish. So the first 25 are worth $5 a peach. That 26th one is worth $6. When I come back the next day, am I starting over at the $5 mark, or am I automatically at that $6 mark as the season progresses?
It's a cumulative total, John. So whether it takes you 1 day or 3 weeks or 2 months to get to those next levels, every fish after that is at the higher pay level.
And I think it's important to talk about, not only can you catch these fish, as long as they're 9 inches or over, to earn this $5 to $8 per fish, you've got bonus fish that have tags in them that I understand are worth up to $500.
We do. And that's part of the biological evaluation of the program. We tag a number of these fish, and if anglers happen to catch one, yes, those are worth $500.
Well, it sounds like a great excuse to go fishing to me. Folks, you're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Eric Winther, and we're talking about the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program, your opportunity to catch northern pike minnow out of the Columbia and Snake Rivers, turn them into a check station, get a voucher that's worth money, anywhere from $5 to $8 a fish, and maybe a tagged fish worth up to $500. Let's talk about why this is important. Why do you want people to catch these northern pike minnow and bring them into the check stations?
Well, there's a couple of misconceptions. Some folks think that this is a non-native fish that was introduced, and I guess I wanted to clarify that that's not the case. It's a native fish. They've always been here. It's just what happened is with the federal dams that were put into the Columbia and Snake River, they changed the habitat, made it a lot better, made the river a lot better for pike minnow and not so good for baby salmon and steelhead. And so what we're trying to do is we're just trying to crop their number down, because when that habitat changed, the the pike minnow populations really grew, and they're a long-lived fish, and so they're just chomping the heck out of those juvenile salmon and steelhead. In fact, they're the main fish predator of baby salmon and steelhead in the Columbia and Snake River, so that's kind of the whole basic background behind our program.
And I think it's important to note, what a lot of people think of this as a bounty program, but when you think bounty, you think extermination. And that's not what we're trying to do here. You're not trying to exterminate the northern pike minnow, formerly known as the squawfish. You're just trying to keep the numbers to a manageable level, aren't you?
Exactly. And to be more specific, we're trying to get between 10 and 20% of the population every year.
All right. Well, there you go. That's exactly how it works. And let's talk about how much money can be made here, because I looked on your website at the top 20 anglers, and oh my gosh, the top angler made how much last year?
Our top angler, that was a record-setting year. The fellow had a little over 14,000 fish, and that was worth $119,340-some.
And the season starts May 1st. How long does it go?
Runs through the end of September.
So in just a few months, he made probably twice as much as a lot of our listeners make an entire year. That is amazing. Let's go all the way down to the 20th angler. Even he made a good chunk of change.
He did. Our number 20 angler had 2,274 fish, and he earned a little over $18,000. And so that's not bad for 5 months of fishing.
I'd call that a great summer job, personally. So there you go, folks. There's some good money to be made if you really want to be serious about it. But even if you're just a casual angler, want to go ahead and do this for maybe a couple of days this summer, I mean, you can go ahead and pay for your gas money, have some fun, and try something new, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's typically our peak season is about the last week of June. With the high water this year, it's looking like it might be a week or two later than that. So if you can get out somewhere between now and then, the fishing's just going to get better and better. And you can keep track of that on the Pike Minnow website. Once our season starts, we'll put the weekly catch totals up there so you can kind of get an idea how good the fishing is at all the different locations.
Well, we are going to have you on the air again really soon to talk about, A, where the fishing is good, and B, how to catch these northern pike minnow, because it's not as easy as you might think, folks. But in the meantime, let's steer folks to the website so they can find out more about the program and get some of these tips in advance on how to catch these fish.
Yes, we are at pikeminnow.org. So that's one word, pikeminnow.org.
That's pikeminnow.org, pikeminnow.org for the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. Your chance to go fishing in Idaho, in Washington, in Oregon, on the Snake and Columbia Rivers, and make a little money in the process. Again, it's pikeminnow.org. Check out the website. Get your fishing gear ready. Get ready to make some money this spring and summer. Eric, thanks for telling us about this week on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thanks a lot, John.
Gonna get up before the sun rise above us. Got a bamboo pole and a leaky boat. It ain't much, but if you bail, it'll float. I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.